This is the time the USA was born, and we're excited about that. It's the Independence Day version of the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I'm Jop, he's Barbecue Bob, and we're going to talk a little burger, brother.
Yeah, speaking of the birth of the nation, if you've never been to Philadelphia and Independence Hall and seeing the Liberty Bell and visiting that whole little area right there, it's a great family trip. There are all sorts of businesses that are era. You know, there's a little pub right across from the Statue of Liberty that is everybody dresses in era garb, and they serve George Washington's beer and Thomas Jefferson's beer, the actual recipes, the food, and everybody, you know, all the ladies that wait on you have these big long dresses on and the white bonnets. It's pretty cool. I was out there a few years ago. I took my daughter Olivia out when I did the thing for Dick Vermeil, and we went there afterwards, and what a cool experience. There's so much history in that town.
So let's talk an Independence Day burger.
All right. Let's talk about doing some ground turkey. Take about a pound of this turkey and get whatever brand you like. If you can get a good locally ground one that's not too fine, it's nice. Some of them are ground so fine, it's really hard to work with.
It's like a paste almost.
It is, yeah. It's like a pate. Then get some blood orange EVO, and you can get that at Old World Olive Company or your favorite oil shop in your area. And you chop up, then you get some jalapeno balsamic. And I'll put the recipe is already on the Grilling Guys site. Finally chop some onions, and you get some finely shredded pepper jack. And finely chopped dried red pepper.
Those are the red pepper flakes? Give it a little heat?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
And mix them together, and you grill them on a medium heat until 165 if it's a typical commercial ground turkey. Now, again, if you're going to grind up your own turkey or somebody's grinding some fresh stuff for you and it's a good meat, you might get away with a little lower temperature on that.
Right.
But don't over-grill them.
Never.
But the oil will definitely add to this. It's a fantastic. I can take credit for the recipe because I actually invented it, just came up with it. And, you know, you do all these things when you're throwing concoctions together. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. This one happened to work.
Yeah, and that oil that's in there is going to crisp that up on the outside too. And when you do turkey burgers, I've experienced they don't hold together as well as a beef burger, so you got to make sure that you're not over flipping them. Let that thing cook on the one side till it releases. You can try to slide your spatula underneath it, and if it's still sticking a little bit, leave it alone.
So if you've got one of those little holders that holds the onion where you can dip it in oil and then oil your rack, if you don't have one of those, just take some paper towel. And it'll be hot. Put your grill mitt on, but take a nice chunk of paper towel, get some just cheap vegetable oil, and run it across your grates right before you put the patty down. That'll help it release.
Right, exactly. Because if they stick, then they're going to fall apart. And it'll release when it's ready, and then you flip it over, do the same thing on the other side, and you'll be eating
it. So you've got some burger toppers. What topper would you put on that turkey burger?
You know what? I've got a honey mustard glazed bacon. And this, again, is something you can make ahead and just bring in a Ziploc baggie,
yeah.
Right? So this is just, let's do a pound of bacon, and basically what you're going to do is take honey mustard sauce. You can get it from like Sweet Baby Ray's, or you can make your own or whatever you want to do, but you're just going to set that on a wire rack, the bacon, in your oven, 375, and you want to just put a little bit, brush some of this honey mustard on the bacon. Just let it cook 12 to 14 minutes at that 375 temperature. You'll know when the bacon's done, but what it does is it just puts that little sweet mustard taste on there. It comes off in the bacon sticks, right? Throw them in a baggie, and when you're ready to do your burgers later this weekend, that stuff will keep all weekend if you keep it in the fridge,
yep,
or on ice. Pull those out, and it's just a little X topper. Put a couple strips of bacon on top of your burger, and like, bam, now you're the gourmet.
Everybody does that X topper thing. But I always find it a lot easier to cut them in half and put them on there so that they're not like two Lincoln logs sitting on top of your burger.
Well, you like it hanging out a little bit for a fact, but I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It's a little more practical.
Practical.
If you cut them in half. And they go farther.
Yes.
Right? Because you're using one strip rather than two.
Yes.
And if you're feeding a herd, That's probably a better way to do it. But yeah, easy one, but make that ahead and bring it with you. And it's just like now you're just camping and all of a sudden, bam, you got honey mustard glazed bacon on your burger. Mm-hmm. I'm coming to your
party.
You
can also take some brown sugar and mix in some cayenne with it and sprinkle that over your bacon, put it on a baker's rack, put a cookie sheet under it, bake that for, takes about a half an hour. Mm-hmm. And bake that up crispy. That's called bacon candy or pig candy.
Right.
And you can put those strips on a burger too. It's just a great hors d'oeuvre. I just like eating the sticks of bacon.
Yeah. And the little bit sweeter goes really well with that turkey burger.
With anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So here's another one. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're adding new affiliates all the time. So for you new listeners out there, go to thegrillingguys.com. And if you look up in the top corner of that website, you'll notice a headset. That's where you can download podcasts. So every show we produce is available in an MP3 download, and we'll send it right to your phone so you can listen at your convenience, because it's not always convenient when we're on in your marketplace. But you can also follow us on Facebook, of course, please do. And I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. So Independence Day Burger. This is a different one now. This one is for beef, and it's to celebrate the independence of the United States, right?
Right.
It's a sure hit for the family and any activity you're doing. But this is going to be 2 pounds of some USDA ground chuck. Get the best ground chuck you can get. 80, 85. I like the 80. I'm old school, but 80 or 85% lean is good. Couple eggs, some Lowry salt, some coarse ground black pepper, garlic powder, a couple teaspoons or tablespoons, I should say, of Worcestershire, a cup of finely diced aged white cheddar or some blue cheese or shredded cheddar, and then 2 ounces of Jim Beam. And you mix it.
So you're making a bourbon sauce.
Yeah. No, you're mixing it with a meat, actually.
Okay.
And you mix it all together and make your patties out. Make sure when you do your burger patties, you indent the center of it so it doesn't turn into a meatball. And just throw those on a medium fire and grill them up to whatever. You know, if you're buying commercial ground chuck, be safe
with
it. Which
90% of the people are.
Right? Now, some people go to their butcher. If you're going to your butcher, you can make it medium, medium rare. But if you're getting like bulk from a big place, you better bring that stuff up to like 145 at least.
Right. And again, we would be remiss if we didn't mention the digital thermometer is the best tool you can have in your barbecue kit, because the number one problem that everybody has is they overcook everything.
Yeah, thermopen, man.
You get a thermopen and stop your cook.
If you don't, you should. Yeah, and if you don't have a thermopen, go to thegrillingguys.com. On the right side, you'll see all of our sponsors. And if you click on any link, you click on any of the links, it'll take you right to their page. If you go to that thermometer page for ThermoPen, click on it. It'll take you right to their immediate sales, whatever's on sale. They've got those new versions on sale all the time.
The MK4s. They,
yeah, they've got a new Army Green one that's really cool. Yeah. And then some of the money goes to Wounded Warrior.
Oh,
so cool. Yeah, that's very cool. But thermopens, we live and die by them here.
Right. Speaking of Wounded Warriors, Operation GI Barbecue is up and running. We are in September going to head out to Fort Pendleton in San Diego and drop our last 2 loads of these big American-made smokers and the charcoal and all the fixings, and we're going to bring a little taste of home out to the troops that are defending our country, and they're headquartered at Pendleton.
Yeah, anybody doing long haul out to California, if you get any empty spaces, we need to put 4 skids on somebody's truck.
Right.
Or we're going to have to pay a lot of money. But either way, we still need to raise a little more money. Go to GIBBQ.com, and that money is run through Operation Injured Soldier. It's a 501c3.
If you've ever wondered about how to cook ribs on the grill, you're going to want to listen to this one. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Bear that cross with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American, beside my brothers and my sisters.